think about the hereafter. And that's the point I would like us to focus on now. As Muslims, we all know that this life is a transition. The greater life, the eternal life, is the life to come. This life is only a test. So therefore, if that is the case, then the life to come should be where our focus lies. That is common sense. That is reason. That is logic. But we have to look into our lives and see where the focus is. Is it really on the hereafter? Is it really on the life to come? Or are we lost in the dunya, lost in this material world, where our greatest concerns is about this material world? Well, the Prophet, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, taught us in a hadith found in Sunan Ibn Majah, the principle enunciated by that well-known motivational speaker, Stephen Covey, in his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He mentioned among them habit or principle of first things first. And that's what I'd like us to reflect on right now. First things first. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man kanat dunya, wa man kanat ad-dunya hamma, farraqa Allahu alayhi amra wa ja'ala faqrahu bayna 'aynayhi. Wa lam ya'tihi min ad-dunya illa ma kutiba lahu." Whoever makes this material world his goal, Allah will scatter his affairs. Allah will scatter his affairs. And he will place poverty between his eyes. And he will not get from this world except what Allah has written for him. Whoever makes this world his goal. How do we know when somebody has made this world his goal? When the only thing he talks about is this world. When you sit down and talk with him, he only talks about his car, his house, his children, his money, his vacation. That's all he talks about. That means this world is his goal. He might say, yes, there's an akhirah, and yes, we are supposed to, you know, come before God and we will be judged and there is heaven and hell, but that's not what he talks about. So if the only thing he talks about is the things of this life, that is the extent of his conversation, then we say this life has become his goal. So Allah said that he will scatter his affairs, meaning he has made this life his goal, so he's only focused on money. How I can get money, how I can make money, how I can save money, you know, how I can spend money, that is his focus. But what happens is that, though that is his focus, he is not able to deal with it systematically and consistently. What you find, he's running here, he's running there, he's running over here, he's running over there, he's no rest. His affairs are scattered. And Allah will put poverty between his eyes. So even though he's gathering money, he's increasing, bank account is increasing, etc., but there will be poverty between his eyes, meaning he fears loss of his wealth. Anybody who he sees, who smiles at him, he thinks, oh, he must want something from me. What is he after? He cannot treat a smile as a friendly gesture. No, the person's got something in the back of his mind. He's planning, he's plotting to get some of my money. See, that's how he's thinking. So he's suspicious of everybody around him. Poverty is between his eyes. It may be so much so that when the stock market crashes, we read about it in America, a stockbroker, he has a fortune of $8 million. Stock market crashes, he loses $5 million. That hits him so hard. The loss is so great, he jumps out of the window. He still has $3 million left. Hey, look what you could do with $3 million. No, but for him, that loss is so devastating, he takes his life. And we see it among the rich and famous. How many of them take their lives? They seem to have everything that we're supposed to have or that people want and desire, but yet they're killing themselves, committing suicide. Their lives are in shambles because we cannot achieve happiness, peace of heart through the dunya. We can't. It is a false story and image which is promoted through the media, through the newspapers, the magazines, the television, promotes this beautiful picture, which is only a facade, it's fake. What is behind it is corruption, unhappiness, wretchedness, because people have made this world their goal. And even after all of that, after running around here, there, and everywhere, trying to gather whatever we can of this world, we will only get what God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has already written for us. No more. What God already wrote before He created us is going to be our lot. We will not get any more than that. So then, what is the alternative? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةِ نِيَّةُ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرَهُ وَجَعَلَ غِنَاهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِمَةُ وَمَنْ كَانَتِ الْآخِرَةُ نِيَّةَ Whoever makes the hereafter his intention, جَمَعَ اللَّهُ لَهُ أَمْرًا Allah will bring his affair together. How do we know when somebody's niyyah or his intention is the akhirah? You will see how he conducts his life. He or she conducts his life. They are not tied up with all of the trappings of this life. They are not focused on gaining and getting and going and taking and living a high life, an enjoyable life. No. They take from this world what is necessary. They live simple lives. And when you talk to them about the things of this world, they talk about it as if it is something temporary. Yes, we have this, but Allah could take it away anytime. We have it for a time. And so I'm going to try to use this in a way that's pleasing to Allah. Allah has blessed me with a car. Then I will use that car part of the time to spread His word, to distribute information about Allah and about Islam to the society. I will use it to help the needy. I use it sometime for things other than just myself. And so I will deal with all of the various properties that I have. I will look at for ways and means that I can use it to earn blessings for myself, not just to consume it. We shouldn't be consumers. Yes, we consume, but we shouldn't be consumers, meaning that's the sum total of our lives. No. We should utilize